summer or sudden sunshine in winter? Which disturbs our unquiet souls more? We like to take things steady. We are reassured by the predictable. We demand a balance in our lives. Challenged with sudden violence, our world tips. An attack on what we love is an attack on our need, a breach in the wall we so carefully build. To repair it, we seek revenge. Is this what we mean by justice? Is that why we punish the condemned as a counterbalance against the imbalance? If you murder the person I love, I may find peace only in your death. Justice and revenge. For most of us, the same coin. The same for all of us.
People say to me, "Artie, what is your wish in life?" I say to them, "My wish is to live in harmony with me neighbours." Somebody says, "But Artie, your life is a mess. Your life is in turmoil." Well, am I going to say nothing? I'm going to pop the geezer. Stay down. Everybody knows me. Somebody said, "Mr. Lamson, you are a prince." I said, "Yeah, and rather I this my princedom." Do they have princedoms?
It's Dartmoor princedom.
You sound like a nonce. But the geezer was right. Orphanages, here's your Christmas presents, kids. And my advice to those kids, keep out of trouble. Hospitals for sick children, the elderly, the infirm. You know what I'm saying? I have received, and now I give back. And for what reason? Because I want a quiet life. In my book, a quiet life is a good life. Right, who's buying? Tony, your mate. Put your hand on your wallet or I'll break your wrist. So, Freddy.
Mr. Lamson.
How are the young Turks?
Oh, well, we're getting there.
Get in there. You kill me.
He kills me too.
He kills you too, Tony.
Stone dead.
No, I only meant...
We know what you meant. We're only joking, aren't we, Tony?
Having a little joke.
So, who's got the talent?
Well, you know, it's hard to say.
He doesn't want to tell me, Tony.
He wants it for himself, yeah?
Is Tony right, Freddy?
I just run the gym.
You know what that is? That is bloody self-deprecation. Tony.
What?
Go and set light to the gym.
Now, wait a minute.
Burn the place down. I want it burnt down.
All right.
Don't!
No. Just a moment. Who's your talent?
Well, the kid, sparring with Sid.
Yeah, the kid. What's his name?
Bruno.
Bruno? What is he, a bloody bear?
I like that.
Tell him I want to see him. And Freddy, you hold out on me again, I'm going to be cross with you.
Oh, God.
And then I might get cross with your daughter too, all right? Yeah. Now go and get Bruno the bear for me, will you? And don't piss about.
It is my contention that evil is no abstraction, but specific. When it comes, it bears an individual set of features. It carries a demonstrable weapon, which it uses in particular ways. But what it does and what it perpetrates can be neither seen nor measured, only felt and remembered. And each victim confined to a box of scars. In a community that is well-ordered and peaceful, a web of contact grows. But in a community beset with evil, each member is defined by his own pain, like rats in boxes trembling for the return of their torturer. And each one is alone.
You want to be a star, Bruno?
Yeah.
I think you got it. You want to be a champ?
Yeah, I want to.
He wants to. Yeah. Wanting ain't enough. Getting there, contrary to popular opinion, ain't as good as being there. It's not as much fun. Do you want fun?
Yeah, I want fun.
And money?
Yeah.
That's it. That's what I'm offering.
Freddy says...
Ah, you know about Freddy?
What?
Tell him, Tony.
Freddy's just in his papers.
That's the truth.
He's been good to me.
Yeah, and now it's time to say goodbye. He's thinking. You're thinking about it, aren't you? You know, Freddy is a good fella. If I square it with him, yeah?
You'll square it with him?
I'll talk to him. He's a reasonable man. He'll see what's best. I'm confident.
Is there any point in me asking who did this to you, Freddy? Just thought I'd ask.
Nothing to say.
That's it. Treat me to it. The South London Underworld Code. How does it go again? That the strong shall inherit the earth and the weak will shut up about it. Which reminds me, the doctors are confident you'll retain the sight in at least one of your eyes. So there's a blessing.
Nothing to say.
No, that's very wise. Has it ever occurred to you that by maintaining this ridiculous code, you are permitting a dangerous animal to continue to walk our streets? Your streets? No? Well, you're going to have time to think about it. As you heal. You know where to find me. Ah, hello, Jackie. Just talking to your dad. A one-way conversation.
He doesn't want to talk.
No, I noticed that. I'm sorry he's been hurt. Because he fought back, they nearly killed him. I want to lock them up. Don't you?
It's not up to me, Mr. Petrella.
Okay. I'm off now, Freddy. Call me, yeah?
You know.
I don't know.
You do know.
What am I supposed to know, Jackie?
I didn't think you'd do this.
He shouldn't have argued with them.
What did you say?
He didn't. Why did he have to argue with
them? Well, maybe he didn't want to be pushed around.
Everybody gets pushed around. What's so special about him?
You know what he said to me? I don't want Bruno mixing with him. He cared for you, and this is what you do for him. You think Lambson will make you big? He won't. Everything he touches turns bad. You think he'll build you up, Bruno? He won't. He'll bring you down. You don't deserve nothing better.
The faces of the men gathered ringside were etched in red by the lights that hung above them. But who had chosen red? As an audience, they bobbed and weaved, shouted advice, and in their fierce dreams thrashed opponents with impossible straight rights and miraculous hooks. As for the actual fighters, knee to knee in South London gladiatorial style, they pitched it out for the customers in a show of sweat, courage and meanness that made the audience heroes by association. After all, if someone is willing to die for your entertainment, then you must be living some kind of high life.
The newcomer on the ropes. A one, a two to the body. Chandler picking his targets seemingly at will. Oh, a tremendous right hook to the head opens the uppercut. Blood now pouring into his eyes. This followed by another combination. Oh, surely this fight will be stopped. He's down. The referee counts. But for my money, this match is already over. What are you talking about?
I could have.
He had you from where I was sitting.
I slept.
Yeah, on his glove.
Yeah, but...
What's he talking about? Maybe, you know, maybe you aren't no star, Bruno, eh? Mm. Maybe Freddy sold me a pony. Don't worry. Don't worry, kid. I got some jobs. You want to work for me?
Yeah.
I've always got work, eh?
At first glance, you would think that the figure on the corner was wearing fancy dress. A bird costume, perhaps. Then, as you got nearer, but before the smell hit you, you'd see that the things you'd taken for wings were in fact arms, draped in a once white cloak, and what you'd believe to be a beak was a nose, containing 1,000 blood vessels tortured into hemorrhage by a lifetime of cheap drinks and bad weather. Then you'd see the eyes, black ball bearings burning in their blacker sockets. And then the smell would hit you. And then the voice.
Why is this chariot
by which time,
so long
in you were much too near.
For Sisera was king in Canaan, and a return from battle in triumph to a welcome prepared by his mother. Morning, Mr. Petrella.
How did you know it was me? Aren't you a blind prophet?
There's more than one way of seeing, Mr. Petrella.
Ah, yes. What's that then? The optical and the...
The occult.
Ah.
You seem as though life has you by the short ones.
I think that's a fair summary, Prophet. Any comforting words, I'd be grateful.
For lo, he was a proud man, and Jethron smite him with the thigh bone of an ox until he cried out, I was a big fish in a small pond until the Lord showed me the ocean.
Did you make that up?
I am an inspirational preacher. I never question my sources.
Right. Still drinking?
The Lord has shown me the error of my ways. A little cider occasionally is all I take.
Yeah. Get yourself a square meal and a bath, will you?
Many thanks. By the way,
There is consternation amongst the innkeepers, for the evil one has sway amongst them.
Are you talking about intimidation?
Yeah.
Who?
No name, but apparently there's much wailing and gnashing of teeth along the Jamaica Road.
If you get a name, Prophet...
Then I will speak it in thunder.
I'm very grateful.
Filtered through dust, the sunlight exposes the soiled pavements and blackened buildings of South London. The city wilts. Soon, the inhabitants will be resentful. The sunlight has shown them where they live. But they have no other world. To stay there, they pay a price in silence. He won't hear them complain. I sometimes wonder where their mute cries go. Into the air? Into the soil? Into the cracked plaster and the dark alleyways?
It's outrageous.
It's what?
You heard me. Are you thick?
What are you saying?
You can go back to your man and say Max Shildon does not scare.
He doesn't scare.
Tell him he wants to discuss it anytime, anywhere. Me and him.
Man to man.
Yeah, you know that word, man? I'm a man. What are you? A gorilla?
What you calling me names for?
Because that's what you are. And this punk. Don't bring Shildon to scare me. Tell Lamson to come himself. Me and him.
Can't do that.
No? I don't care what you can't do. Piss off.
You see, wait a minute.
I don't want to wait a minute.
Wait a minute. You've insulted my friend.
What did I say?
You called him a punk.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. Are you denying it?
Can I tell you something? He's not a punk. He's an animal. I'm sorry. I got it wrong.
Bruno.
What?
He said his name. I tell you he's an animal. He's a bloody bear.
Knock him down, Bruno, and administer a kicking.
Get out of it.
Bruno.
I'll break your back, son.
Oh, no, you won't. No. Ah!
Leave the door.
Hot, isn't it?
Yes.
You've had another letter.
Will it rain later? Have you opened it?
No.
Right. Let's have a look then.
Oh, that's what I wanted to do.
What's that?
Lie here. Watch the sky. Watch the men fishing. The kids messing about in the water.
How's your dad?
He got beaten up, Bruno.
I know he did.
He ain't gonna snap back. I didn't want you to do that fight, Bruno.
I think the fight did me.
You see what Lamson is? He mismatched you for the one purse. He don't give a damn about you.
Yeah.
That's the way he is.
I don't have to like him. That's not necessary.
So what are you doing for him?
Nothing.
I wanted to lie here and be somewhere else. To watch the clouds and let them take me away.
Petrella, I know your wife. Foreign bird, ain't she? Dreadful spelling. Nice looker. I'd like to meet her one night. Don't think I don't mean it in my own time.
I'll get it down to forensic.
Same as before. Graphite pencil on toilet paper. Slightly foxed.
I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Have you told Sarah?
No, she isn't very keen on my career as a policeman anyway.
Could I suggest we apply for special protection? We wouldn't have to tell her.
You don't think she'd notice the broad-shouldered gentleman following her around? I want a name.
Sir?
Get me a name.
We'll find him.
I want to find him first.
Doesn't Sarah have any relatives?
Yes, in Buenos Aires.
Right.
Get me a name. Scanning the faces in the street, our senses recognize only what they can. A friend of mine, his wife died. A year, 2 years, he stopped going out. I said, why don't you go out, Paul? He said he couldn't stand the sadness in the people's faces. To me, every man looked violent, concealing behind his unique ugliness a desire to attack my world. I longed to have him by the throat. His imaginary smile infected my sleep.
Patrick!
Dreaming, it's all right.
What is it?
Indigestion.
Am I a child?
What?
To be lied to.
No, please, Sarah.
Do you want to suffer alone?
It was just the cheese I ate.
Am I not loving?
Yes.
My husband suffers and cannot tell me?
It was a dream. Sarah, I'm tired.
What do your dreams tell you?
that I'm in danger.
From whom?
I don't know.
That isn't it, is it? I am the one in danger, aren't I? Patrick, look at me.
They made a mess of your bar, Max.
Tell me about it.
That eye hurt.
Of course it bloody hurts. Who rang you?
Oh, a citizen.
Oh, yeah. My ex wants to keep her nose out.
Who did it?
Nobody.
What are you down for?
250 a month, plus a sellie's booze.
Who?
You don't get a name.
Come on.
Are you kidding? Burley, this is the real world. You want a name? What are you going to do? Hold my hand? Sleep with me? They will burn me out, and will you care?
We'll give you protection.
I ought to laugh, but my mouth hurts.
A name.
A name?
Yeah.
Santa Claus. Look, do me a favour. Don't come back.
Hello, sweetheart. Bought you some flowers.
Oh, thanks.
How's the old man?
He's all right. He's better. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah? You sure?
Yeah. You look nice.
You look nice.
You do. You look great.
Well, look who's here, Dad.
Who is he? Oh, yeah.
I'll get you a drink.
How are you doing?
What do I look like?
Oh, you look all right.
Do I?
Yeah.
Listen. Do me a favour.
Sure.
Leave my girl alone.
What do you mean?
You understand?
No.
Don't go near her. You're scum.
What are you saying?
I'm spelling it out. You are scum. I don't want you near my daughter. Now get out.
All right.
Yeah, don't come back.
You've only got beer, love. Is that all right? Bruno?
He had to go.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
You should have slept him.
He's in a wheelchair.
He didn't want to have done that.
Yeah, it's cheek.
You're angry.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, well, we'll sort something out. You want me to have a word with him?
Yeah.
All right, I'll speak to him. Now, I want you to do something for me, will you?
Sure.
You're a good boy. Silverstein was late last month.
Which one's that?
He owns the White Horse on Ludlow Road. Do you know it?
I know it.
I think he's trying to spin me off.
You want me to talk to him?
Yeah, a word in his ear, that's all. And if that don't work, put your bleeding boot in. You buying, Tony?
I already bought.
So, buy again.
We are encouraged to be professional at all times. But in the middle of the night, professionalism is an abstraction we leave bundled on the floor with yesterday's clothes. It is not a word to gather around your terrified heart. It offers no comfort or guide. You'll come back to it surely in the morning, but not now. Hello. Hello. Who is this?
Patrick?
Nobody.
Somebody.
Who found him?
A night fisherman. His line snagged in the wheelchair. A local woman heard a shout about 11. Thought it was a dream.
A dream?
She was asleep. Poor old Freddy.
Thought they'd finish with him. He must have done something else to offend. Anybody talk to his daughter?
Not yet.
That most terrible aura of the recently bereaved. The skin on the face no longer supports emotion, but is withdrawn to an imitation of the loved one. A wax-like shroud, inert, pale. Too hurt for tears just now, though tears will come.
I'm very sorry, Jackie. He deserved better.
Yeah, thanks. I know.
Can you think of a reason why anybody might do this? Do you know anybody who might have done it? This is evil, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you know who did it?
Not so it would stand up.
It's our job to make it stand up.
Well, you won't be able to.
Freddy deserves justice.
Yeah. I think you're right.
called him out in the night. Do you hear me, Bruno?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Everybody is. It was Lamson.
How do you know? You don't know that.
Why would he do this?
How would I know?
You know.
I don't bloody hell.
Do you love me?
Yeah.
Then sort it out for me.
Jackie.
No. Next time you see me, you have some news, yeah? Or don't bother.
Why don't we go away?
What for?
The South Coast. Get away.
You mean let my dad down?
It's not going to bring him back.
No, but it's for his memory.
I don't understand.
That's what's left of him, is memory. If Lamson gets away with it, then he keeps hurting Dad. It keeps on unless we stop him.
We can't.
Why did he do it, Bruno?
I'll speak to him.
Find out.
Yeah.
You get me Lamson, Bruno, will you? For me Dad's memory.
Hello?
Come here.
What?
Come here.
So, how is the boy?
The boy? Oh, the boy is well.
Good. Tell me.
What do you want?
You know what I want. Tell me.
The story of your son's day.
Outline. Just the outline.
Are you really interested?
What?
He did a painting.
Mm-hmm.
In which he demonstrated exceptional talent.
Good. Well, of course. Yes.
Until the jam jar.
Full of water?
Full to the brim.
Was kicked?
Not over the work of art.
Aha, that explains the screaming noise I heard round about 3 o'clock.
It was me, actually.
You're saying you did it?
Yes.
You destroyed my son's
he
art.
He said it's okay.
What?
I said to him, I'm sorry, Donald, I am so sorry. He said he didn't mind because now it was a picture of the sea.
Ah, sweet boy.
This game.
What?
Delivered by hand. Whoever wrote it can't afford a pen.
Did you see who it was?
No. Patrick, what is it?
It's all right. Please, Sarah.
Where are you going? What about... Daddy!
Cyril's returning in triumph to the banquet his mother had prepared. But Sisera did not come, and his mother grew pale. Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why tarry the wheels of his chariot? Mr. Petrella?
Prophet?
You all right?
Why?
You sound like a man pursued.
Just work, you know.
The vexations of a busy life, is that it?
Probably. How's business?
Not all sheep are willing to hear the shepherd's call.
But generous, I hope, are they?
This isn't a con, Mr. Petrella. I do the Lord's work for free.
Sure.
Your scepticism does you no credit.
We work out our own survival.
It's the next world that wants to concern you.
I'll bear that in mind.
Mr. Petrella... Can you be interested in what the eyes of a blind man have seen?
Well?
Lamson?
What's he done?
Freddy the trainer.
Here. Some folding ones for your pension. And get a bath, will you?
Will you kneel with me?
I'm busy.
Will you kneel where prayer has been sacred and the Lord is deemed holy?
I'll think about it.
And great will be the gnashing of teeth when the Lord God comes on the winds of destruction. But in that hour... He will smite the mighty, and no mercy will he show unto the godless. Their cries he will not heed.
I never asked you to do it.
What you talking about?
I never asked that.
You said he was standing in your way.
I didn't say kill him.
So what you worried about? He's out of your way.
I never asked for that.
Listen, you can go on saying that as much as you need to. But you wanted him dead, and now he's dead. You got what you asked for. So now you and me.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? I mean I've got a job for you. And you aren't going to say no.
And in the morning, two policemen are gathered in their dusty office. They are weary, they are confused, their nerves jump like a species of firefly. They would resolve something. They would be honest. They would restrain each other. They would find an answer. Their sighs float outwards into the sunlit roads and mingle with the traffic. They begin again.
Lamson did it. We pick him up.
The case against him is what?
We sweat him.
And the case is what?
Aren't you sick of these types?
What's that got to do with it?
Is it more just to leave him out there?
You're baffling me now.
Look, a known criminal, a known gangster, a thug who believes he can carry out murder and extortion without being touched, without a finger being laid on him. Aren't you just sick of these? Don't they make you sick?
He comes in, he sits down, we shout at him, he walks out.
No.
We won't be able to hold him.
We can hold him on something.
He'll laugh at you.
Maybe.
He will. No one's talking.
Can that be right?
What?
Someone haunts the life of a community, like a shadow, like a cancer, threatening their safety, undermining the things they have pinned their hopes to. Should he be allowed to walk around? Should he enjoy freedom?
What do you want to do?
I want to talk to him. I want to see him sitting there. I would enjoy his discomfort.
I would, for a while. Then his brief says, what's the charge?
I'm saying that a community needs protection. A girl without a father, a man without a business. People who rely on us are living in mute terror. We say to them, sorry, you're on your own, my hands are tied. They might say, but isn't the law to protect me? And our answer?
Unless somebody speaks.
What?
They are choosing to keep quiet.
They are protecting themselves.
Have you had any more little notes?
Here. Threatening my child's life.
I promise you.
My child's life, Burley. Petrella!
We used to come here. I was a little girl. Not many men could have brought me up the way he did after my mum died. He was a mother and a father to me.
He was that rare thing. A good man.
So many afternoons here by the water. He'd find pennies for a lollipop for me.
I'm very sorry.
Listen, talk to Bruno.
The boyfriend?
Well, whatever he is, I don't know. He's in a mess.
With?
Lamson. He works for Lamson.
As a soldier?
Ask him.
He's going to talk to me?
Ask him.
Here, eat. Eat something, Patrick.
Thanks. No more notes?
No more notes.
I want you to go away with Donald.
What?
I've arranged it.
You've arranged
it? I want you to go to my aunt's at Marlow.
I don't want to go.
I've got a policeman organised.
But, Patrick, I don't want to go.
It's very nice of Marlow.
Are you not listening to
Sarah,
me?
Sarah, don't argue with me. If there was something else I could do, do you think I wouldn't do it? I've arranged it. You go tonight.
He's asleep.
Wake him up. Disappointment, long withheld, barked my nerves. Everything surfaces when one alarm bell sounds. The best torture is slow. The best torturers remind you of people you've loved.
He wants me to burn Silverstein out.
You going to do it?
No.
That's good. But he thinks you're going to.
I suppose so.
Why?
Why?
What makes him think you're going to?
He thinks he's
what?
He says it was my idea to do Freddy.
And?
It wasn't. Absolutely not. No way. So now he thinks he's got something on me.
I'll be honest with you. You'll have to testify.
Can I not just make a statement?
Sorry?
Something you can read out?
No. We need you.
Yeah.
Lamson goes down.
And?
We look after you.
Oh, yeah.
New house, new job, new life. Anywhere you want.
You'll kill me.
No. As it is, Max is going in the box to say it was you and Tony beat him up. So you go down for that. Lamson might want to shut you up anyway. Turn King's evidence, Bruno, and I guarantee you protection with immunity. And then there's Jackie.
What about her?
You send Lamson away, she'll stick with you. But if you walk away from it, you get to do time, you lose her, and you risk Lamson sending someone to visit you while you're in there.
I don't know what to do.
You can come out on top, Bruno. Lamson folds, his organization goes under, and you'll be safe. Yes?
Tony, what am I?
What are you?
Yeah. What?
You think I'd make a politician?
Yeah.
You're wrong. You know why I'd never make a politician?
Why?
Because I'm too honest. Somebody needs doing,
yeah,
I do it. Politicians, they can't do it.
It's true.
Ain't it, though? Well, well. Look who the cat dragged in. Mr. Petrella and Mr. Burley.
Arthur Lansom, I arrest you in the name of the law.
What is this? April the 1st.
I arrest you on charges of conspiracy to assault and murder. You need not say anything, but anything you do say may be used in evidence against you.
Is this a joke? Is this funny?
Cuff him, Burley.
Pleasure, sir.
Tony, me lawyer. This won't stick, Petrella.
We'll see.
Court 5.
Yes.
Bruno goes to the side door. The decoy car goes to the back.
Mm-hmm.
On the way out, we do it in reverse.
Anything else?
That's all.
Mr. Lanes, your statement says that from June the 10th you were employed by Arthur Lampson as a guard. Could you explain to the court what that means?
It means I was an enforcer.
What did you enforce?
Whatever Lampson wanted.
Did you extort money from people?
Yes.
How did that work?
We'd go to a club and offer the manager protection.
From what?
We'd say, was he aware that a group of violent men aimed to disrupt his business and would suggest he needed protection?
For which he had to pay.
Oh, I had to pay all right.
And if he didn't agree?
We'd go, start a fight, break furniture. So the club would get a reputation and no customers, then he'd pay.
If the manager still refused, what happened?
Depends, we'd rough him up a bit, you know, we'd visit him, threaten to hurt his family.
And if he resisted you at this point?
Well, we'd have to teach him a lesson.
What sort of lesson?
We'd have to make him behave and have to show the others he couldn't get away with it. This last occasion, Silverstein's club, we were supposed to blitz it.
Set light to it?
Yes.
And would Mr. Silverstein have been on the premises at the time?
Didn't matter about that.
I beg your pardon. Did he have a warning?
He'd had his warnings. This was a warning to the others.
On whose orders did you act?
Arthur Lampson.
He gave you orders in person?
Yeah, sure, in person. Yes.
Who ordered the death of Freddie McIntosh?
Lampson. Thought he'd influence me afterwards, but I refused. He couldn't do it, you see.
You said no to him?
I said no.
No more questions.
Bring Bruno out. Bring Bruno.
He's out.
What? The van's just come.
No, he isn't in. I thought he...
Wait. Constable, the witness, where is he?
Side door.
No, we've changed it. Go and get him.
He's gone.
Where? Where has he gone?
The police van, the van. He came to the side door.
He got in.
It was a police van.
I heard the sound of feet running, echoing under a metal bridge as green water lapped at a muddy bank. The water like a wet mouth chewing at the land. But this was no freshwater serpent. It sucked the life out of its prey and pushed them under, but only for a while. They would surface again. Like memories, their bones would rise, asking for justice or vengeance. It seemed to me the dead were not fastidious.
They cut his throat. I said I'd protect him. They'll get Lansom off.
His lawyers have already lodged their appeal on the grounds that the defense didn't have an opportunity to cross-examine our witness, but you never know.
They will get him off.
You want to come for a drink?
I'm going home.
What are you looking at, you bastard? And the Lord spake us not in the field of Abraham, my father, the lot of yours. You see, but in the high days and the holidays, he knows them not, and he careth not. I'm the same. Mr. Petrella, a word.
Go home, prophet. You done a good job, I see, putting Arthur Lampson behind bars, or didn't you?
What did you say?
I just heard.
Yes, rats in the sewer tell each other everything.
Not a rat. He asked her for water, and she gave him milk. She brought forth butter in a lordly dish. Then took she a mallet in one hand and a tent peg in the other, and she smote him. At her feet he bowed, he fell. Where he fell, there he lay. Down, dead.
Go to bed, prophet.
Sarah?
I was asleep.
Oh.
Are you all right?
Sure, of course. I just wanted to hear your voice.
Oh, Patrick.
You know, your voice is the sweetest conceivable sound to me.
Conceivable?
What?
When can we come home? Patrick?
I've just thought of something.
To do with your work?
I've got to go.
Prophet. Prophet! Wake up. You awake?
What? Bugger off.
Listen. Listen, tell me something. Now listen. You awake?
What do you want?
Did you see Jackie McIntosh tonight?
My son.
Did you talk to her? That crap about mallets and tent pegs? You know the stuff?
I gave her wisdom from the books.
Right.
They're religious bastards.
Where's Lansom?
He's been released.
What?
They gave him bail pending an appeal.
So where is he now?
I don't know, probably these pubs celebrating. You want me to...
No.
Hello, Petrella.
Where's Lansom?
What do you mean?
Where?
You're too late. He's gone off with a skirt. Nice little piece.
Jackie! Jackie! Jackie!
Anything?
What?
Lansom's disappeared with a young woman. It'll be Jackie.
Does he know her?
No. He's drunk. Doesn't care. He's gone off with what he thinks is a tart.
What? You think she...
I think there's a chance she'll try and kill her. Petrella. Right. Who was that?
I see.
And no sign of... Right. I'll be down. Yep. Lansom's been found in a hotel up west. Dead. Someone's driven a nail into his head.
You're sure it was her?
Stay here, Burley.
Daddy! Daddy!
Donald!
Daddy!
Donald!
Yes? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? You can, can't you? Shall I tell you what I am going to do to you? When I find you, and I will find you...
Yeah.
You get that?
Yeah. Hold on.
So?
Look.
Where is it?
Sir?
Give me the address, Burley.
It's... a hostel.
What?
Salvation Army. You know? For tramps.
Put him down, Burley.
He hit me.
You want another one?
Help me.
Burley, back
I'm
off.
I'm just gonna talk to him, that's all.
No, you want to kill him.
Well?
I don't want you to.
What?
We're policemen, Burley. It's a concept, you know.
Yeah, but...
I know. I have dreamed waking dreams of pulling him apart, of making him suffer. Yes. But we must control ourselves, mustn't we?
Sir. Sir.
I want to talk to him. Why did you do this to me? The letters, the phone calls. You nearly drove me mad. Was that it? In your sad, wrecked existence to have power over someone? Was it?
The Lord speaketh in Babylon in tongues of fire.
What?
He speaketh, he know not what, and he saw that it was good. And the lowly were brought to high places, and the boastful were chastised, and the wind listeth in Lebanon.
Burley?
Sir?
Get a doctor, Burley. This man is ill.
Thank you.
cop, Jackie?
I was waiting for you.
I know you were.
I didn't enjoy it. I thought it was going to be a big pleasure. I dreamt about it, but... Well, just at the moment... He was asleep, drunk. I'd put something in his glass. And I stood there above him. I thought, I'm putting you out of your misery. I'm ending your life of self-inflicted wounds. As I hit the nail, one word came into my mind. Mercy. Mercy.
He'll be sorely missed.
I'm ready to go now.
You see, Jackie, what would I have done? I've asked myself. Release that man into the community to allow the damage to continue, or take action in defense of that community? I don't know. Have you noticed that when we force ourselves to consider the large moral issues, something in the middle of the head seems to go numb, as though we are just not up to the task? Mysterious, isn't it? I have found safety. By chance, my actions led me that way. Am I going to refuse you the same? No. Start again.
What are you saying?
I'm saying start again, Jackie. I'm talking about your life. Leave here. Start again.
Mr. Petrella!
Go. Go. With my blessing. Go.
And there was a kind of release in me as I watched her thin figure pick its way along the reservoir bank. At first, she went slowly, shielding her eyes from the sun in a kind of stumbling walk. And then gradually, as I watched, her back straightened and her head came up, as though something had dropped from her shoulders and dissolved in the water. And I felt useful and gratified, and one or two other things that policemen aren't supposed to feel on a regular basis. And above all, released, as though I had been poured back into the flow. No longer stiff with uncertainty, but somehow clarified and made purposeful like a large, middle-aged porpoise. I rang Sara from the box by the road, and when I came out and turned and looked along the shore, Jackie was no longer there. As far as the horizon, all I could see was the glittering of light.
In Vengeance Foreseen by Michael Burt, based on stories by Michael Gilbert, Philip Jackson was Inspector Petrella and Nicky Henson was Sergeant Burley. With Mamta Cash as Sarah, Michael Cochran as Lamson, Kelly Bright as Jackie, Donald Sinclair as Bruno, Richard Tate as Prophet, Jonathan Taffler as Tony, John Hollis as Freddy, and Keaton Henson as Donald. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Petrella was directed by John Taylor and is a Fiction Factory production.